Okay, very good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. We have concluded our second day spiritual tour. We just visited the Nanhua Tansu, which is the famous Nanhua monastery where the six patriarchs taught the Dhamma. Then he was invited to teach, and then later he was the abbot of that famous temple. Then we managed to also visit his his Rosen, which means he was not cremated, but they managed to preserve his body, and it was enshrined inside that it's a hall built for him. Then we also visited the vicinity of this Nanhua temple, which was very beautiful, and all the shrine, the usual Mahayana tradition type of shrine, including the Da Xiong Tao Tian, where you witness the three Buddhas and all those things. The center one is Sakyamuni Buddha. On the right is Medicine Buddha, Eastern Buddha. Then the west is the Western Amitabha Buddha. Apart from this, we also visit the Xu Yun Long San Memorial. Xu Yun is a very famous Zen master. He taught a lot of very good disciples. Then he rebuilt a lot of monastery, Buddhist monastery. And he passed away at the age of 120. In fact, Master Xuan Hua and many of the, even the place I teach, Wu Ping Qing Se, Po Yan Chang Lao, they are the first line disciple of Xu Yun. So in a way, because my whole family take refuge in Xuan Hua Sangren many years ago, I think about 30 or 40 years ago. So indirectly, Xu Yun Lao He Sang is like my teacher's teacher. So you are called Si Kong. So that's why just I went in and paid the respect. Then you should rejoice when you are there, because they really did what Dhammaduta work that a monk can do. And he sacrificed a lot. It was not easy for him, but his patience, understanding and perseverance enabled him to bring back the Buddhist teaching back into mainland China. He was the one instrumental for the rise again of Buddhism. So we should actually have a lot of gratitude and respect for him. Then we also managed to visit a few other areas. I was told some of them, Jin Hao and a small group, they visited the stupa, the Selita or Six Patriarch. So all this, all these are very, very wholesome and meritorious activity that we have managed to develop. Then we also donated, I think, three times at this Nanhua Chansi. So we shall, together with the first two earlier visit, the whole day's activity, we should rejoice and transfer the merit. So we rejoice the usual way. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then we dedicate this marriage to all beings, starting with the devas. Akasata cha bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anamoditwa chirang rakkhantu loka sasana. Ita wata samihi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idang menyatinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idang menyatinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idang menyatinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo. Ipmina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo otu ยาวานิวานาปาติยาสาธุสาธุสาธุ Then just to add a few more pointers so that tomorrow onward, if you are to visit any of these way places, you will know how to develop it better. You see, when we enter a typical Mahayana monastery, first when you arrive with your mindfulness, heedfulness, your silent mind, you should be able to feel the nature there, the vibration there. Then you can actually tap a lot of very good energy. You can draw from my nature too. Then a lot of this can bring forth the faith, the saddha, virya, spiritual faculty. Then of course the mindfulness leading to samadhi. Then you will help open up your nature. Then later on your cultivation will become very easy. Then when you pay respect, you must understand who you pay respect to. Like Maitreya Buddha, the first one, he is the future Buddha. But Maitreya has a lot of loving kindness. That's why the Buddhists also call him the laughing Buddha. Although he laughs a lot, his laughter is really very unique for those who know him. Then my nature has affinity with Maitreya because the year 2008 he came with a message and I was full of gratitude because I even within there I said, you are the Buddha, you no need to be so like polite in your approach to invite this nature. I said, you instruct, this nature will do. So that was the history. So for me it's the gratitude. I thank him profusely for approaching this nature to share the true Dhamma with the world and all those things. Then, apart from Maitreya being the future Buddha, he has also perfected the Buddhahood. So you should have great respect and gratitude towards him and thank him and seek his protection, guidance and blessing. So similarly, later on when you go to the Da Xiong Pao Tian, the main shrine, there are also a lot of Buddhas and Bodhisattva and great beings there. Even the one we visited just now, they have the 500 Arahats, or Arahants. They are all there. Then all the what they call Weithor Pusa, he's a Bodhisattva, he's a Dhamma protector. When you pay respect, you should thank Weithor for all the blessing and protection that he has given us as Dhamma cultivator or practitioner, because he protects the Dhamma, means he protects the Sasana. And when you are a cultivator of the Dhamma, you are part of the Sasana that keep the what they call you maintain the sasana, you contribute to the flourishing of the sasana or the sustenance of the dispensation of the Buddha, the sasana. So they will protect you because they are Dhamma protector. Then he is a very very good Bodhisattva. Well, his duty is to protect the Dhamma practitioner and protect the sasana. So this type of very wholesome vow and activity that Weithor has already committed himself to is worthy of respect, gratitude, and we should thank him profusely. Then of course you will see Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. Kuan Yin Bodhisattva is a very unique being. You must have great affinity in Kuan Yin. Her blessing, her love, her compassion, her wisdom, and her teaching is very unique. That's why we get to chant the Heart Sutta, we get to chant the Great Compassionate Sutta, and later on we see how it goes. Sometimes you pay respect, you can on your own recite whatever affinity that you have with Kuan Yin, the mantra, the chanting, the four hour and all those things. Then sometimes the chanting will come by itself. it will hit your nature. Then from your heart, it starts to chant on its own. Then sometimes for no reason, your tears may flow. So all these are your inner nature manifesting. Where your inner nature that has affinity will know what is happening. So as you go through the cultivation, you will learn all this. Then when you are near the four objects of veneration, develop the faith, sadha, then silence your mind and rejoice. Then if you are sensitive, you can transform merit, share merit and rejoice with all the things that is happening. There are a lot of great beings around, the non-humans. They also rejoice, and some of them, they have been looking forward to our visit, and all this are beautiful condition and occasion for them to really rejoice together with us. That's why the weather, everything will be very different. It is always very supportive, conducive, and we are like very blessed, very well protected wherever we go on such spiritual trip. So maintain heedfulness, maintain the faith, sadha, virya, then sati, stabilize it until samadhi. Then you can feel from your heart, your nature, the stillness energy will help you to develop your cultivation. Then you will grow not only in Dhamma, in the understanding that will lead to your nature unfolding. Then because of all this understanding, your affinity with all these great beings and all Kayanamitas will bring forth future causes and conditions for more things to manifest. So with that, I will end my tonight sharing. Shall we rejoice? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then tonight you will have a very good sleep because you walk a lot. Then you had a lot of joy and you have received a lot of beautiful energy. So after dinner, you got no much thing to do. Clean up yourself, have a good bath and have a good rest tonight. Then those who have stamina, we see if it's not too late, you want to gather for a short Dhamma discussion or gathering, let me know. Okay, thank you. Yeah, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, Owen. One getting